be seated. We have an opportunity now for each of us, if we so choose, to come forward and to lift our laments, and lift our cries, to lift our prayers to the Lord. You'll see two microphones here where we're going to invite you in just a moment to come forward and lift up the prayers that you have in response to all that we are hearing. If we really believe that God hears our cries, then the best way we show that is by actually praying. Over this weekend, we've been cautioned against the two poles of ignorance and paralysis. Ignorance on the one hand, not knowing, turning a blind eye to the grief and the pain that is in this world, and paralysis, being so overwhelmed by those things that we can do nothing. Often at the end of these conferences that we've had over the last few years, the most common response is, well, what do I do now? And that's the hardest question to answer. It's often easy to think that prayer is sort of an easy response. But it is not. It is the most profound and, in one way, the most difficult response that we can make. For in intercession, we stand in the presence of God and hold forth the needs of the victims, the work of the rescuers, and the judgment of the oppressors. It's a profound and necessary work that God's people can and must do. So we enter into that now. None of us may feel like particularly apt prayers. We may not feel as though we have the ability to pray, even in private, let alone in public. But God does not measure our prayers by our ability, but by our hearts. In fact, Paul reminds us that the groans that we have are translated by the Holy Spirit into prayers that God fully understands, hears, and responds to. So I'm going to lead us in prayer for just a moment, and then I'm going to ask anyone here in the congregation who feels so led to stand up and come to one of these microphones and offer up a brief and heartfelt prayer for the needs of the oppressed, for the work of the rescuers, and for the judgment and revelation of all those who do evil in the world. So let me pray, and then I'll invite you up. Gracious God, we cry out to you. We are tempted to look to our own resources right now, to wonder what we have to offer in light of all this. But Lord, we know that you do not lack the resources. We, your people, come. We come and we pour out our hearts and show that our hearts, in some small way, are aligning with your heart. And Lord, we act in faith. We pray in faith, knowing that when we begin a conversation with you, when we begin to intercede, change will come. And so we begin and end and surround our response in prayer. Lord, hear now the prayers of your people. Amen. I invite you to come forward now and offer up your prayers.
Dear Lord, those of us who heard Joseph's testimony yesterday know the incredible suffering of the people in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Lord, our hearts are torn. We ask for your healing for the people there. And I pray now especially for the children and the women who are the innocent victims. Lord, I pray for the children who fear for safety, who are wounded sometimes in conflict, who do not get enough to eat, who are afraid of being taken by those who would turn them into soldiers. Lord, I pray for their healing. And Lord, I pray for the women who also have such insecurity, who are victims of sexual violence. I pray for them to be able to be restored and for you to just minister to them and bring them complete healing. For you are a mighty God.
Oh God, we pray that every single person in either Africa or India, the two countries we heard about this morning, who either turn a blind eye or who participate in the oppression of their neighbor would be convicted to the core of their being to turn and go another way. And likewise, that we hear in our sins that we rationalize and that we don't want to acknowledge that we commit, that we would face those sins, perhaps overconsumption or looking the other way at injustice right here in our own world, that we would be pierced and no longer be able to pass by without being wounded.
Dear Lord, I ask you to please help me to give out of the fullness of my heart and not out of guilt, not because someone is sending letters and asking for money, but because I believe in the purpose and the good that that money can do for a person and a family. Thank you, dear Lord, for the small steps I can take and the small steps each person can take to add up to a world with a heart of giving. Thank you, dear Lord.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your love and grace for the children of light. Just because we receive your love so much and could live in peace, let us offer what we could do. If not financial, we could be the prayer warriors. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. You promised that if two people get united and then pray in your name, you're going to listen to our prayers. Thank you so much for listening to Elizabeth's prayer. And you're going to continue listening to the prayers of the people who are suffering. Let us unite as a church and congregation of our prayers to make some difference in the world. There is no time and distance in the power of the prayer. If you unite our prayer together, you're going to listen and make that happen. Your blood was shed on the cross for everybody in the world. Please let us unite and continuously pray for the people who are suffering. Thank you for our privilege to be able to pray in peace. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I pray for all of the workers around the world at IJM and other groups that are on the front lines doing your work. And Father, I pray that you would send your Spirit, pray that you would fill them with your joy. I pray that the very, very difficult work that they're doing would not crush their spirit, Father. That seeing these girls in brothels day after day and the abuse, that seeing the workers in the mills and all the legal and other barriers. Father, these things are such a heavy, heavy burden. So I pray that your spirit would come down upon the field workers, the ones who are actually going in and doing investigations. Father, we pray for the lawyers who are in the courts, sometimes doing tedious, tedious work, but fighting your fight. And we pray for the good people, Father, in government, who are trying to make changes, trying to make laws. We pray also for the pastors. We pray especially for pastors in India and other countries that are so devastated by this, Father, that you would help them to raise up an army within the churches, within the local churches, that would take up this rallying cry. And, Father, we pray that your spirit, which is a spirit of hope and a spirit of joy, would fill our brothers and sisters who are fighting this day in and day out, and that they would be filled with your Holy Spirit and be filled with optimism about the change that can be brought, that the change that can be broken, Father, when we work in the power of your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, hear the cries of your people. Lord, may these prayers only continue and grow in fervor. Lord, send us, not just our prayers, send us. Send our money, send our time, send our talents to the places where they are most needed. Convict us, God. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, may we listen and respond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.